So, Bob, this week our question comes from Jane, who writes, besides the varietal, is there any other important information on the label that you should consider before choosing a wine?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh. Absolutely, Jane.
I look at the label for everything else, and I'm looking at calories, fat, gram. But we don't find that kind of a label on wine.
No, not at all. But you've got a lot of indicators over what that wine's going to be like just by the label without pulling the cork and the capsule off, okay? So, yes, you've got a variety typically for American wines because we varietally label our wines. But when you go to Tuscany or to Burgundy or to Germany, you're typically, well, you do in Germany, but you typically get other information that can be named for poetry or location or the founder's name or something like that. So what do you have? You have the name of the producer. That's a given. And that's a good clue. I like the wines of this producer. I don't like the wines of that producer. There's one clue right there. Know your grape varieties. If it says Cabernet Sauvignon, you know it's not going to taste like Riesling. If it says Chardonnay, it's not going to be a Syrah. So that varietal label will tell you quite a bit. And then start to look at the fine print. Where does that wine come from? It may say California, it may say Washington, but it may give you a much better understanding of the style and personality of that wine if it says Napa Valley, Cabernet Sauvignon, Red Mountain, Washington, Syrah. It's going to give you a better sense of what it's like. Red Mountain Syrah tends to be fuller, richer, deeper, more tannic than a Yakima Valley Syrah. So there's a great indicator. The extreme in wine labels tends to be, for my money, German labeling. Okay, they've got all kinds of things, including a number that appears on the label of most of the high-end wines because they have to submit their wines to a panel to be judged, and then they're given a number. Oh, those Germans, okay, they've got all of these restrictions. But the beauty of great German wine is that it has the name of the town that it came from and the vineyard within the town that it came from, okay? And that's, you know, such a revelation to those who know, to those who spend the time to learn of what that wine's going to be like.
Or you go to the Google or the Bing and you put in the name of that vineyard and you instantly learn what characteristics you can expect, right?
Exactly. You can. And then you look at the sweetness level for German wines, that Trocken, which is dry, and then Spätlese, Auslese, etc., and you're going to find a lot of information. You can somewhat predict what that wine is going to be like just by reading the label.
So Jane, we got an answer from Bob and a lesson in German.
Jawohl.